I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monday marks the one-year anniversary of an ISIS bombing of a Pakistani church packed with people watching a Christmas program. This on the heels of weeks of extremist fury over Azizu Bibi's acquittal on blasphemy charges. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
Christians now look at that and say, wow, we were already attacked during the Christmas season last year. What could happen this year?
The U.S. State Department this week put Pakistan on notice as a country of particular concern over its religious freedom violations. And the Bibi case has figured largely into that discussion. So pray.
Pray for protection for Christians because there is that level of animosity and anger right now. This is a time when Christians gather together for worship to celebrate Christ's birth. It is also a time when they're targeted.
And Christmas Eve is just 10 days away. Are you still looking for last-minute gifts? Well, how about a goat? You don't have to wrap it or stick it under the tree. It would be given to a needy family in India on behalf of someone you love. India Partners Donna Glass says their gift catalog is ideal for the person on your Christmas list who already has everything.
I can provide a gift in honor of somebody, and I can do it for $10. Or I can contribute towards a well because I know this person is very passionate about clean, safe water.
More than 61 million Indians live in extreme poverty, and India Partners wants to eradicate that by working towards an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.